I'd like to acknowledge my collaborators on this project. This was a collaborative effort between a number of entities that are very concerned about asthma issues in the Central Valley. Anthem Blue Cross state-sponsored programs provided a tremendous amount of staffing to help conduct the interviews that we did. The American Lung Association in California, California State University Fresno, the Fresno Madera Asthma Coalition, the Tulare County Asthma Coalition, and the Merced Mariposa Asthma Coalition. Just as a background, and I think I'll just keep it as brief because of my co-presenters today, asthma is the second most common chronic childhood condition, and it's one of the leading activity restrictions among children in California, particularly in our region because of the geographical structure and the economy being largely agricultural. The Central Valley is surrounded by two mountain ranges, which act as a kind of a pocket that the air pollution gets in, and there's no way for it to leave once it gets in there. About 1 in 7 children in California between the ages of 6 and 17 are diagnosed with asthma. And when we start to look at the lifetime adolescent prevalence rates in California, they've been estimated to be about 18.4% and slightly higher for males at 18.9%. Among children, especially school-aged children, asthma poses a considerable issue. It's one of the leading chronic illnesses and one of the leading causes for absences for children in schools. We saw, as a part of some of the work was being done, that school sites were an ideal situation to work with children for asthma. They spend a great deal of their lives in schools, and it's a much more structured environment to have the kids in. Oftentimes, though, what we see in asthma programs in schools is they address the issues of indoor exposures and indoor triggers to asthma, but there's not a lot that's being done that looks at the outdoor exposures. The Tools for Schools is one of the programs that are being implemented with other programs based on school-based sites, looking at reducing the environmental triggers to asthma. Mostly they focused on the indoor triggers of mold, dust, cleaning agents, and again, the outdoor pollutants have gone pretty much not that they're not somewhat addressed, but they tend to be viewed more as uncontrollable. The FLAGS program was originally developed by one of the coalitions to address the issues of outdoor air quality, to alert parents, students, and school staff about air quality and what the levels were and its potential impact on exposures for kids. One of the things that we were faced with when we were looking at the FLAGS program is that we have, just in Fresno County, recognized 102 different languages. And that's just one county in the Central Valley. So it was really a strategic move to look at how could we cross language barriers that would cross all segments of a community with parents, as well as with students and the school staff. The goal of the program was to increase awareness and educate the teachers and the staff members on our school campuses to plan for activities around poor air quality days by displaying the colored flag on the flag pole just below the American flag and the California flag. So ideally walking into a school and for the community surrounding the school, they would see the colored flag that would coordinate with the air quality data so that parents could see what the air quality day was, but as the staff comes in and the students come in, they could also see what kind of a day it was going to be. Each school had a contact person that when the message was faxed into the school, there was supposed to be somebody that would get the fax and then give it to the individual and to the teacher so that people would be aware in the morning when the flag would be put up what that day would look like and what kind of activities they would plan for the classroom and for outdoors. Again, it was meant to be as a reminder to all staff and students throughout the day to monitor those particularly with asthma and to modify outdoor activities as needed for maximum respiratory safety. One of the studies that was done previously that we were building on, which I'd like to thank Claire for, was done to look at about a year or two after the FLAGS program was implemented to see what were the results of the FLAG program at that point. What the results indicated was that participating schools reported that they were highly compliant with the program. For example, 98% reported that they were flying flags on most, if not all, school days. And that they also reported that their air pollution awareness had been increased among the students and the staff and had improved school policies and procedures revolving around physical education and poor air quality. Again, this initial Evaluation was done about a year to 2 years following the Flags program implementation, and it involved a mailed-out survey to the school sites that had implemented the program. So our study then wanted to build upon what was done and to look at, I'm going to skip this one here, to look at what would be the next step in this. So what we wanted to look at was what was the evaluated extent to which the Flags program was associated with the modified school policies, what kinds of teacher curriculum regarding air quality had been implemented, and what kinds of outdoor activities had been implemented in regards to students, teachers, and staff. We also wanted to look at what were some of the barriers that prevented some of the schools from not implementing the school program. It was very interesting to us that we had, for example, two school districts that sit side by side. Some of their students in one area come over into the Fresno Unified School District, and some of Fresno Unified School Districts actually go to Clovis schools. Well, one school, Fresno Unified School District, has the Flags program, but the Clovis Unified School District does not have the Flags program. And we were wondering why we're just geographically next to each other was not these programs being implemented across the region and across the area. So we wanted to look at what were those barriers. And we also wanted to look at whether or not the schools were actually accurately flying the correct flag. So we looked at six different counties. We isolated our population down to only focusing on children and middle schools, so elementary middle schools in six counties, including Tulare, San Joaquin, Stanislaus, Merced, Mariposa, and Fresno. We had 29 schools that had been participating in the program, and we found 28 schools that were not participating, but in close geographical areas to the schools that were participating. We developed an instrument, a questionnaire for an in-depth interview with an administrator who was responsible for implementing the program. We used qualitative data from the interviews, and again, we were really interested in how the Flags program impacted asthma advocacy and social change within our communities. We used a quasi-experimental, non-equivalent control group to measure our effectiveness. And I'm going to keep moving a little faster. I'm on a time leash here. So what we did was we looked at who the designated administrator was in the school. And for most schools, it was the principal. Or sometimes they would give us their designee. For example, either a school nurse or oftentimes it was the vice principal. When we interviewed, we tape recorded all of our interviews. We transcribed them, we coded them. And then after the recordings had been transcribed, we destroyed our recordings. During the interview, the questions were pertaining only to the Flags program were admitted in terms of the analysis because we really wanted to focus on from those people who had firsthand experience with this, what were their perceptions of the program, what were the challenges or barriers that they faced. We also collected air quality data. We wanted to make sure that the correct flag was being flown for the correct air quality. So one of the things that we did was when the interviewer went into the school site, the first thing they did was take a picture of the flag that was flying on the flagpole at the time, and we matched it up with the air quality data that they would have received, making sure that they did get the facts and what did the facts say that the air quality day was, because we wanted to make sure that they weren't just leaving the flag up. In our instrument, we interviewed the administrator on air quality. We wanted to know, by definition, what they thought a bad air quality day was. We wanted to know what alternate activities did that particular school implement when they had a bad air quality day. We wanted to know about what kinds of curriculum, so what kinds of air quality curriculum had been implemented, at what school level, what district level, and what was being done in the classroom settings. We wanted to know about the asthma policies. Was it school specific? What about district level? We wanted to know about how the policies implemented the teachers, the administration, other staff, what kinds of trainings, how did they track students if they were not present in school settings. We wanted to know also about asthma action plans. Did they have them on site? What other asthma policies they may have had in place around asthma medications in the school site setting, as well as activities and policies. We wanted to know about nursing credentials. Was there a full or part-time nurse on staff at the site? If there was a nurse on staff, what was the time commitment to that particular site? And what were the credentials of the nursing staff themselves? In terms of implementation of the Flags program, we wanted to know about how is the program introduced to the school sites? What about to the parents and to the teachers and students? Oh, I got 5 minutes? Okay, let me move on. Get down to the nitty-gritty. Okay, we did use Nudist when we were talking about how we would analyze our qualitative data, and I do have some of the quotes and also some of our data here. When we asked the administrators about what they consider to be a poor air quality day, students or administrators who were participating in the Flags program were much more knowledgeable about what a poor air quality day was as compared to those who were not participating. Interesting to us, 28% of the non-participating schools didn't know what a bad air quality day was, and another 28% gave some answer that was not even related to what a poor air quality day was. In terms of compliance, we found that out of the 29 sites that had a set of flags, had had their presentation, 31% did not fly the flag on the day of the interview. And by the way, we had phoned in advance and told them what the interview was about and that we'd be coming out to interview them, and they still were not flying the flag. Okay. Asthma policies was something very important to us, and we found that in those schools that were participating, 72% of them said that they did have some asthma policy, while only 46% of the schools that did not participate did not have a policy. In the participating schools, 79% of them had a policy that allowed for their students to carry their asthma inhalers in the school if they had the doctor's note, as compared to 57% of the schools that did not participate. In terms of specific training, we found that the teachers in participating sites were more likely to have had some kind of training as compared to our non-participating site, and similarly with our principals or administrators. Ah, he's been rushing. Let me keep moving. Okay. In terms of, and this is a very important thing for us because we look at our qualitative data, our participating schools, 89% of the schools provided alternative activities to the students on poor quality days as compared to those who did not have participation in the program. And I do want to get down to some of the things that were said, which was probably the biggest things that were surprising to us. In terms of the barriers, those schools that did not have a policy and did not have curriculum, one of the things that we found was that they didn't think there was a lot of follow-up. And that was something that we wanted to acknowledge, that yes, oftentimes we go in, we do the initial implementation, but there's not a lot of follow-up after that. And one of the things that really came up, there's a lot of high turnover. So just going in the one time and doing the presentation and doing the training wasn't sufficient. So it was very apparent that we needed to be going back in and continuously, because of teacher turnover and administrator turnover, continuing to work closely with schools for trainings. Okay. Also, sports was a major issue, the sporting environment in the schools. Even though we're talking elementary and middle school, the coaches were not really supportive of the program because it cut into the athletic time and after school practice times. There was a perception that schools that implemented the program and restricted practice on the days that were poorer quality days did not have the same advantage in competition that schools that allowed their students to still go out and practice in the poor air quality times. I've only seen one time that we had a really bad day that one of our school districts actually canceled all practices and would not allow anybody, whether they were a student or not, out on like their tennis courts. They made people leave the tennis courts. But for the push now, when you see in terms of athletic competition, that was a huge barrier right there. Okay. Another barrier was the teachers. The teachers, and I'll wrap up with this, the teachers were reluctant to keep the kids in. The sun's shining, they want them out playing, the teachers didn't want to spend the full time during the day in the classroom with the students because they wanted their break time to get away from their kids. So it was a real problem for support from students or from teachers. Changes during the air quality during the day was also an issue because air quality does change from morning till afternoon. So it highlighted the point that we really need to have more accurate data to the schools, not just the morning or the night before, but throughout the day, so adjustments could be made between morning and afternoon. And again, some of my conclusions or the conclusions we had were that our school interviewees knew more about a definition if they participated in the program about what a poor quality day was as compared to those who did not, that compliance was much higher in terms of using the correct air flag day in schools that participated, that asthma sites were more likely to have, excuse me, schools were more likely to have asthma policies, were participating in the program as well. One of the other things is that most of the interviewers found fewer barriers than what we anticipated. Okay, so I'm on a timer. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Franz.